AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Baseball legend David Ortiz is now at a hospital in Boston after being shot at a bar in his native Dominican Republic. Doctors there removed his gallbladder and part of his intestine, according to a spokesman, who says his liver was also damaged in Sunday night's shooting. Red Sox manager Alex Cora says David Ortiz is a superhero, and he'll be all right.
They're talking about superheroes without capes, and he's a superhero without cape. That's the way we see him, you know, so he'll be okay.
We still don't know why somebody would shoot David Ortiz. Investigators are trying to figure out now if he was the intended target. Another mystery this morning, why did a helicopter crash onto the roof of a New York City skyscraper? The pilot was killed. He's been identified as Tim McCormick, an experienced flyer who was certified as a flight instructor. The plane was flying in rain and heavy clouds, but we don't know yet if that had anything to do with this tragedy. Mayor Bill de Blasio says we do know this much.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror.
New York's Congressman Carolyn Maloney says it's time for the FAA to ban helicopter flights over the city unless they are essential.
I really, truly, deeply believe, and I've called for it before, I've called for it for years, to ban non-essential helicopter flight over New York City.
Big Brother is watching big tech. Today, the House Judiciary Committee launches its investigation into the big tech companies, starting with a look at their impact on news content, the media, and the spread of misinformation online. A Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy has been shot in the head and critically wounded. He was waiting in line at a fast food restaurant. Authorities say he was off duty and in civilian clothes. They say the gunman got away and they are looking for him now. This is AP Radio News. Iran says a detained U.S. resident will be released and sent to Lebanon.
A judiciary official says Niza Zakir, who has been imprisoned for years in Tehran, is to be handed over to Lebanese officials, providing the first official confirmation that the U.S. permanent resident would be sent back to his native Lebanon. The Internet Freedom Advocate is one of a series of prisoners with either dual nationality or links to the West held in Iran. His potential release comes as tensions between Iran and America remain high after President Donald Trump withdrew America from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Kentucky art group is appealing the city of Louisville's decision to move a Confederate statue from a prominent location. The Friends of Louisville Public Art sued on Monday to keep the John B. Castleman statue from moving to a cemetery. The statue was erected in 1913 to honor a Confederate soldier and U.S. general. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.